My name's Dervid Williams, and I'm the guy behind the Music Bendigedi blog, and I'm interviewing Josh, aka Scriber, for Oxjam. So I suppose, to begin with, I mean, I always think of you as a Cardiff musician, but you're up in Manchester these days.
Yes, I am. I've been here for about a month, 2 months maybe. It was quite a sporadic decision, but I think it's gone well.
Have you had a chance to suss out the scene much and what's going on in Manchester?
Not really. I went venue spotting a few weeks ago. I went to see where all the venues were. And it's so weird seeing, like, I've seen them written down on tour listings, so it's quite weird to see them in the flesh, as it were. But I haven't really been to many gigs. I'm going one tonight. My friends are playing in a venue called Gorilla, which is quite big. But I haven't really sussed it out as much.
I've been there for a couple of gigs. I went there to see Gianni Gruesome and Perfect Pussy play a couple of months back at the Deaf Institute, and it was unreal to go to that place after hearing so much about it, Sixth Music, and yeah, and then just seeing like the whole way that music's kind of shaped step up in Manchester, like even the People's History Museum's got a little bit about like music and stuff, and it's pretty inspiring place.
The only thing I've been to, actually, a small festival called Acacia Manchester, similar to sort of Scene Festival. It's venues on one street, and it's generally quite small bands in a sort of particular state of their career. So I saw a band called Spring Offences, who are splitting up sometime soon. So I needed to catch their last show, and then I saw a band called Dad Rocks as well. I mean, they're not really Manchester bands, but it was nice.
There was a fair few Cardiff fans playing there as well. Was there Samoans playing as well, I think? And
there was quite a few Cardiff fans on the same bill in one venue, which I was going to go to, but I missed out. And the venue's right around from where I'm living at the moment, so it was quite annoying that I missed out on that. But it sounds like Samoans and Brad Stewart. I think Hail the Plains played as well. It would have been so weird to see their faces in Manchester as opposed to
I mean, I've seen you playing Cardiff a fair few times. How did you get started in playing music live and stuff?
I started off, my first gig was in sort of the youth centre where I recorded like early demos just to sort of kind of build up some sort of confidence, which I still haven't as much. I'm still quite nervous all the time. But I sort of got a gig in the city centre, and then it kind of went from there. I met loads more people, and I sort of ingratiated myself to a little community in Cardiff, and it was quite a special thing that I wanted to continue and try and do the best I could in the sort of community. And there's always people every day that I've never met, and it's exciting to see.
I don't know, you were saying you feel nervous, but one of the things that hits me like watching you play live is actually how kind of stark everything is and how you kind of lay everything pretty much out in the open. And like, I think I've said this on my blog before, like one of the bravest things like I've seen kind of done live is you do that song Leave the Light On, and without any instrumentation, and you know, like small gigs are just, you know, people are always talking. I always kind of feel like, God, that's like a massively brave thing to do, to play that without kind of any huge amount of noise to drown out and at least pretend that people are listening to you like normal bands.
Yeah, I think that was partly a conscious choice to do. I mean, I've had another acapella song in the past that I've done, and it's always gone down well. I thought about doing another one, and the sort of lyrics sort of just came out really quickly. But it was always a conscious decision, because I think a lot of people's reaction when they're on stage, when people are talking, is to play louder and try and drown them out. But for me, it isn't. I can't do that. So I have to be as sort of sparse as I can to grab people's attention. And that's the sparsest thing I can do.
It bloody works.
Yeah.
When I've seen you do that a couple of times, that's kind of blown me away a fair bit. I've seen you play most of the time solo, but then a couple of times with a backing band. What are you planning on playing with a band for Oxjam, or are you doing a solo show?
We are playing as a band for Oxjam, yes.
Even with the band stuff, there is that still kind of sparse feeling to it, even though there's a fair bit more instrumentation than played, you know, by yourself. Is that kind of a conscious thing to kind of keep the backing band sparse and intricate, or is that kind of something that's just resulted from the musicians that you play with?
I think that's a bit of both, really. We wrote the sort of instrumentations to go with the songs with the band. They weren't things that I wrote specifically. I think they understand the songs and what should be a lot heavier and what should be a lot more subdued. They're very, very intelligent musicians that understand the kind of sound that I'm going for. So it's a bit of that, but also it is still my little baby, and I like to be at the forefront, basically. It just makes it a bit easier when I do solo gigs. I don't have to rely on a band so much. They are solo songs that are reaching their potential with a band, but they are just as good on their own.
Any plans to release new stuff?
Yeah, there's ideas in the works to get some stuff out. I mean, I have an album that I've been sitting on for the last year or so. It's all written. It's partially demoed. It just needs a bit of time and attention. I want to get it right, basically, so I don't mind waiting. But also, it's been a kind of roller coaster of a year, really. I've moved to different houses 5 times, and I haven't settled in to really write anything firmly. Hopefully, once I settle into my new place, I can get my head down and get this sorted, because there are people out there who want to hear their new song recorded. Not just me as well. I'd love to get the songs that we do live and the energy and the sort of the passion and see where I can take that into a studio.
Have you played any Offsham events before, or is this the first one you've played?
I haven't, no. This is my first time, which would be great, because I've missed out every year the past 3 years. So I'm really looking forward to it, and especially because it'll be a kind of homecoming in a way. I don't often do gigs in Cardiff, even when I live there. Now I'm away, it'd be nice to play in the sort of venues that I've kind of missed.
Have you been to any Offsham events before? Or?
I went to one a few years ago, and the community sort of vibe there was really, really lovely. It was people there going for a gig, but also at the heart of it, they are supporting a charity, and I think that is at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. But this year's festival, I think, is such a strong lineup that I think there will be a lot of it-goers who won't realise as much that it's for a good cause, and they're sort of line it up a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Are there any particular bands that you're looking forward to checking out before or after you play?
I'm really intrigued to see Manu from the North again. They're some of my best friends, and I love watching them perform. And they always seem to change it up and progress with their sound. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. I think Alpha's Archive as well. They're a really strong band, and I love to see what they can do with just the drum kit and the piano and the really great visuals. But I'm going to be wandering around, see if there are any bands I don't know, and find something amazing.
Good choice. So me and the rest of the Cardiff, pretty much looking forward to seeing you then.